Hey Fit Fam, it is Coach Rod from Team Flex. We are back with another episode of Rye Rant Radio. And while today's topic may not be something you can use 15 years from now to fucking achieve some goals, it is something I think that if you actually listen to what I'm going to say, will dramatically change and improve your life and your pursuit of actually achieving any of these goals that you set forward, especially in the fitness world. But it will hurt a lot of your feelings and you probably cry like a little bitch when you hear what I'm about to say. So if you stick with me to the end, you'll probably change your mind though. So let's do this. Let's talk about it. And here's what we're gonna say. Fuck your fitness tracker, okay? Fuck your Fitbit, fuck your Apple Watch, fuck any of those damn things, the Garmins, whatever the hell it is that you're using to tell you if you've done your fitness shit, fuck it. Fuck it. And here's why, okay? You know, a lot of you are hurt right now. A lot of you feeling it. A lot of you like, what the hell are you talking about? I love my Apple Watch. It tells me all these. Okay, here's the problem with these things, okay? They directly, in my opinion, will take you away from understanding what it actually takes to achieve any goal. And here's fucking why, okay? You don't need a little piece of technology, no matter who made it, what it is, how fancy it looks on your fucking wrist, on your fucking chest strap, on whatever it is, wherever you want to wear your little tracker for your heart rate or anything else. You don't fucking need that shit to get results. You don't fucking need something to tell you that you're doing the right things. You don't need to wake up and get a damn sleep report. Are you fucking kidding me? Go with how you feel in your day. Wake up, see how the fuck you feel. There's your sleep report. Go about your fucking day. What are you talking about? People wake up and they see, oh yeah, it says that I didn't sleep good, so I was only in deep sleep for a few hours. It's very disappointing. Now my whole day is gonna suck. I'm gonna have a worse output in the gym. What the fuck are you doing? You're gonna go, you're gonna base what you're gonna do with the rest of your day off your fucking sleep tracking watch? Are you kidding me? This thing, you know, as I say it, it's like so ridiculous to me because I would never use one of these things. I've never used one and I wouldn't entertain it, right? But I see people that slave to their fucking Apple Watches, slave to their fitness trackers, slave to them. Oh no, I didn't do enough steps. I better go walk some more. What the fuck? You don't know if you didn't walk enough today? You don't know if you didn't get up enough today? You need a little fucking reminder every 30 minutes to tell you get out of the fucking chair? Well, then you're not, you have a crutch. You have a band-aid. You have some shit that you're holding on to. Some shit that's sitting here telling you, do these things, do this. Hey, drink more water. Hey, you know what? You haven't got up in 20 minutes. Hey, track your workout in here. Hey, here's your heart rate today. All of this shit is a fucking waste of time because you know what it's doing? It's telling you shit that is going to not only dictate your perceived outcome of what's going to happen, it also is putting a fucking band-aid on you actually learning any damn thing about your health and fitness goals, okay? Because here's the thing, you know what? If your sleep sucks, you don't need a fucking watch to tell you that. You can figure that out. If you need to actually be more active in your day, you don't need a fucking watch to tell you that. You can figure that out. If you need to drink more water, you don't need a fucking watch to tell you that. You can figure that out. Heart rates, all this other shit, you are stuffing fucking unneeded knowledge, unneeded fucking shit up metrics on a watch down your throat all the time, which prevents you from actually learning anything that will get you results, okay? I'm telling you again and again. In my opinion, fitness has got so fucking far away from the core of what it actually means and why, which is to be healthy, which is to fucking, you know, achieve your goals, which is to have the best wellness and health in your life for a fucking long time. So you don't fucking die. That's the end of the thing, right? Most people that take fitness the most serious are the people that get told, hey, if you don't start doing some shit, you're gonna die, right? Like, that's the end of the story, you guys. But even for those of you out there that wanna just lose weight, you wanna build muscle, you wanna burn fat, whatever the fuck it is, you don't need these fitness trackers. And I'll tell you what, I used to rant about the scale a lot. I used to talk about people weighing themselves on a scale, like, hey, if you're weighing yourself on a scale, it's gonna fucking defeat your mindset. It's gonna do all this and that, because you don't understand the fluctuations that will take place, all the things that will occur, right? All the things I know, by the way. I know these things. So if I wanna go weigh myself and fucking says I'm up, I don't give a shit. If it says I'm down, I don't give a shit. You know why? Because it's a fucking metric, a tool, and I understand that. People do that to now the nth degree with these stupid fucking fitness trackers. Because now your fitness tracker tells you if you've done enough. stuff. It tells you if you did enough steps. It tells you if you've slept good. It tells you all the shit, and that's what you're going to base your whole fucking outcome of your life on. Get the shit out of your life, you guys. I challenge you. I dare you. Any of you using these, even if you think I'm fucking batshit, apeshit, crazy right now, and there's no way this makes sense to you, take the fucking thing off for 7 days. I dare you. It's a challenge. Take the fucking thing off for 7 days. Don't wear it. Don't use it. Don't even look at it. Put it in a fucking drawer. Lock the drawer. Put a padlock on it if you need to. Give somebody in your house the key and don't tell them not to tell you where it is. So you don't fucking use it. And I guarantee you, honestly, 1-2 days go by, you might have a little stress in the beginning. Oh no, I can't look at my sleep score. I can't look at my fucking steps. I don't know. 1-2 days like that, okay? Then third day, you're like, oh, wait, shit, feels great. I'm doing the same things and I don't need a watch to tell me. 4 or 5 come by and you're feeling even better. By 7, you don't fucking need the thing. And you'll realize that you've eliminated so much stress out of your life by getting rid of this thing, okay? So honestly, if you guys, I know my clients are probably listening to this that are using this shit, same challenge for you. Fucking cut that watch out. Cut that shit out for 7 days. Just see what happens to you, because I guarantee you, you're gonna get better results in the gym. You're gonna get better fucking sleep. You're gonna get better fucking steps. You'll get better on everything because you're not sitting here being told by a stupid piece of technology that you're doing good and that you're on the right track. And oh, actually, you're not, and you need to do this. It's fucking bullshit, you guys. All of this stuff came down to the fact that health and fitness was about being like a fucking natural human being, right? Being a normal human being, doing the shit. Like, that's what we have to do with our life. We have to supplement now, fucking going to the gym and doing everything else, because we're so far out of our nature that we have to do these things just to fucking be healthy, which is crazy. And now you put a piece of technology on your wrist to tell you that. It is so far the wrong direction. And I know for a fact, I've had my clients do this. By the way, I've had other people do this. I've had people do this and they benefit every fucking time. So entertain me, join me, jump on. I can't join you because I don't wear a fucking fitness tracker, and I wouldn't. If I had one, I'd smash with a fucking hammer right now. But I don't. You do. If you do, then fucking get rid of that thing. 7 days. Try it. Entertain me. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. It will change your fucking life, and you'll be able to get more out of every single thing you do. It bleeds over, by the way, into every other area of your life. Not having the stupid chronic mentality of looking at your watch, checking your watch, oh, text on your watch, oh, this on your watch. All of this shit will make your life better. I promise you. That's all I gotta say. Fucking do it or don't, and if you don't, you're gonna fucking eventually do it because you have to, because that shit will drive you nuts, and you're gonna get subpar results, motherfuckers. Thank you guys for listening. I'm out of here. We'll be right back.